Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers held their fall camp on the weekend and all eyes were on the hopefuls guarding the twine. The key battle was in net, where the Terriers needed a completely new tandem after last year's duo of Trezor Watton and Kale DePape are no longer with the team. Watton was returned to the Manitoba Junior Hockey League per a previous arrangement, and DePape announced late in the summer he was heading to the United States to play junior. DePape's announcement leaves a massive hole after settling in last season as the top man in net, winning 22 games and posting 2.42 goals against average. "It was tough news to hear for sure," said Herr heading into camp, adding it came late enough in the summer the team has been left scrambling a bit for options. Quote, dot, dot, dot. He kind of made that decision pretty late in the summer. But Herr said he believes they have their number one in Caleb Allen. "He was lights out all weekend," said the Terrier coach of the Colorado Netminder. Herr said Allen had been a key find, after the Wild DePape thing, adding he came to camp recommended by Matt Zaba and others. "He has really good recommendations that he was going to be the guy if he came in." Beyond goal, Herr said the overall camp was a good one. "I was really happy with the whole weekend," he said. "The returning guys showed really well. And, so too did the players Herr had signed over the summer." Among the new faces expected to contribute this season are defenseman Cade Van Brabant, and forwards Pavel McKenzie, Dylan Ruptash and Brett Butts. "I think there's already great chemistry," said Herr, adding they actually created four lines with what they felt would be the top 12 forwards coming out of camp, and they were already clicking. "There's a lot of talent there, lots of speed," he said, adding he already feels as if they will surprise early. Evaluations will continue through Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League preseason action, starting with the annual rookie game slated for tonight, Monday, August 29, with a 7 p.m. start time, which will be the regular start time for Terrier home games this season. Herr said he expects to dress only four signed players for the game, with the rest essentially playing to impress with an eye to being Terriers next fall. The Terriers will then play exhibition games starting Saturday in Melville, then host Wewesikapo next Tuesday, September 6, and Melville September 7, before heading back to Melville for a four-team weekend tourney where they will play Dauphin and Notre Dame. "The concept has the event moving around to be hosted by each team over 4 years," said Herr.